The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Good morning, Janet.
Hi, Dr. Slavin.
And I just want to remind our listeners, this is our last broadcast for Natural Doc Radio, and but they shouldn't be too disappointed. There's a good program coming next week with you and Al Foreman, I understand.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, how fast things change in our lives.
But I do want to say, if you know, I will continue to put information on our website, naturaldocradio.com. So if you go to that and you'd like to be kept up to date with everything, on the front page is a big red question mark. If you just click on that, which I'm doing now, you'll there'll be a little information, and we just ask for your email and first name, and we'll be able to keep you in the loop of what's going on. Because there's always a lot of things to talk about, and one of those things is a continuation of what we talked about yesterday, a little bit. You know, I was referring to a book that was written 24 years ago, Where We Stand, written in 1992. And we didn't stand so well back then, and we still don't stand so well back today. And I'm thinking about that. I'm saying, could that be the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over again and expecting different results?
I think you've hit it right on the nail on the head, Dr. Slavin.
But yesterday's program, we left off trying to figure out how come Japan lives so much longer, and not only longer, but healthier than we do in this country, significantly longer and significantly healthier. And, you know, we brought up a statistic where they actually even per capita smoke more than we do in this country, and yet they're living longer. What could it be? And I think we came across the answer, and that was sugar. You know, they hardly consume any sugar in their diet. I think that may be the answer to that. But then I came across an interesting article. I haven't actually been following the Olympics that much, except to keep up with who's winning and who's not winning. And Michael Phelps, I think they reported, won his 22nd gold medal, Olympic gold medal.
Did you happen to see any of it, Dr. Slavin?
No. No, I haven't.
It's very interesting because he was creating a lot of interest with regard to these very mysterious round circles on his body. So in his downtime between swim meets, one of the things that he was doing was having an acupuncture treatment that involved cupping. So kind of delivered to the world and a window into the information that there are so many different ways to take care of yourself.
Well, what's actually happening is either directly or indirectly, he's actually being attacked by mainstream medicine for using an alternative medicine treatment.
Poor people, they must be worried that, maybe people are finding out their mainstream medicine that for so long, very well-regarded medical approach doesn't work as well as some of the ancient and traditional aspects of supporting your good health.
You know, mainstream medicine spends so much money trying to deceive the public into believing that what they're doing is the best that's available to people. And then you have someone who, you know, no one comes close to him in achievements as far as gold medals go. And he uses cupping. He continues to win. I think he in this Olympics, he's won 4 straight gold medals. And it must be a terrible thing to use cupping. Otherwise, how could he win 4 straight gold medals? You know, this is their problem. He's excelling. He's bringing attention to an alternative treatment they don't like. And then they sarcastically bring up his marijuana use, which could also be considered another alternative treatment. And what they're worried about is that people will see Michael Phelps as a role model who's used the marijuana, who's using this alternative Chinese remedy known as cupping, and people are going to distrust science. And I say it's about time, because it's not the science that we've been led to believe in. See, science was supposed to be impartial. You know, you do the study, and wherever it takes you, that's, you know, that's where you go. But science, the way it's done now, is not impartial. They do studies with a preordained outcome, and they just try and manipulate the numbers to prove whatever it is they want to prove, and that's really the problem. That's the problem with what's going on now. They say that the most decorated Olympian in history, Michael Phelps, has a team of experts at his disposal who advise him on matters such as preparation, training, performance, healing, and recovery. And, you know, and it's working, and the mainstream just doesn't like it. And you know what? He's not the only one doing it. You see it on a lot of athletes in these games. Now, whether it's a fad or not, it really doesn't matter. If it helps you to excel, I think that's what they're looking for.
I think the
real point.
If you were to look at Michael Phelps' face from years ago when he was first winning his medals, he looks so much healthier now. The tone of his skin, very interesting transformation. So the kind of alternative approaches that he's using and the information that he is getting from his team of experts dramatically benefiting him.
But I think, the real value in this is, I hope, to highlight where mainstream medicine is. That is, you know, they're criticizing Michael Phelps for having smoked marijuana and used the Chinese treatment known as cupping. Yet they never talk about the dangers of vaccines, antidepressants, and other prescription medications in the face of strong evidence that they're dangerous. But they come out against alternative medicine that threatens, and the reason is it threatens their bottom line, specifically the pharmaceutical companies. So, it's about marketing, it's about, selling a product, but it's not about where we stand, because that approach is not raising our level as far as health and longevity goes. So that's the point we're trying to bring out here. And then I just want to reemphasize again that it seems that one of the explanations, and I think this would be true for all those long-lived people around the world, the one thing you'll find that they have in common is a very low intake of sugar. So, and how do you know if you're taking in too much sugar? And I think that's a problem, because people don't appreciate how much sugar they're actually taking in. They may not even, you don't feel it. you know, unless you do a test, you're not going to know. And a blood sugar test is not the test, the ideal test to determine if you're taking in too much sugar. Of course, you could read labels, change your eating habits, but you really want to find out your fasting insulin level at the least. The best approach would be a glucose insulin 2-hour tolerance test to really find out if you have issues in that department. I had a patient the other day. His blood sugar was normal. In fact, the typical test doctors do, CBC, chemistry panel, everything was normal. But his fasting insulin level was extremely high. And he wouldn't have known it if he hadn't been tested for it. And I, you know, encouraged him to cut back on the sugar because he didn't appreciate even think about just how much sugar he was consuming, especially in beverages. And I think that seems to be the area that most people get their sugar from. So that's been the point of this program over the year, is to recommend testing in order to know where you stand, because as I've said over and over again, just because you feel good doesn't mean you're not sick. And the whole idea is to, well, let me pose this question to you. What would you rather do, treat illness or treat health? And I think, you know, in my opinion, that sums it up. We work at the Institute of Advanced Medicine to keep people healthy, prevent them from getting sick. And that's not what mainstream medicine is about. They're all about waiting for you to get sick so then they can employ their treatments. And I always say, if you don't know how to keep people healthy, how are you supposed to restore their health? So I just thought, we're insane in this country by doing the same thing over again, and nothing's changed. If you think about it, that book was written in 1992, Janet. Have you seen any major changes in the way mainstream medicine approaches people?
I have to say, I can't necessarily take up that question, because I can't think of any way that mainstream medicine has changed, rather than to double and literally triple down on the path that they were already on. Every day there are more and more pharmaceuticals coming out, and the pharmaceutical companies do list the downside. They do say, okay, this could be a problem. You have a risk of headache, allergic reaction, breathing disorder, stomach disorder, digestive distress. You know, the list goes on, very quickly spoken at the end of a very engaging advertisement on television. And the truth of the matter is, people literally are putting their lives at risk by using a combination of so many different pharmaceutical chemicals, and they have no way of predicting exactly how those chemicals are going to combine and affect their own background chemistry. It's a very sad state of affairs. The issue with regard to, let's pick on chemotherapy, more and more development of different types of chemotherapy, and unfortunately still fraught with a number of problems.
And Janet, there's that music in the background, which means time for another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio, and we'll be back right after this.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including access, health diagnostics, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Have you had an asthma attack? Has your breathing suffered? There's a perfect intravenous solution. One treatment per week for 4 weeks, and then testing the results. The continuing schedule would be based on your personal needs. Every 6 treatments, there's an additional IV with B12, B6, B-complex, and magnesium. What a concept! Nourish your respiratory system and achieve normalized function of your lungs. The idea that providing the nutrients works to enhance function, getting to the underlying cause of hypersensitivity to certain triggers, and then minimizing that overreaction to triggers. That's the focus of the health-supporting IV treatments for asthma and respiratory conditions at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. Come see me, Janet Cimarelli, and discuss your breathing issues. 954-748-4991.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Now, Jan, I want to, one of the areas that we talk a little bit about is just how the public is being manipulated.
Dr. Slavin?
Yes.
Before we get to this topic of public manipulation through advertising and any type of different approaches with regard to, here's the science, you need to do this. One of the things that happened during the break is there was a caller. The caller's question was, what are the effects, and I will say positive and negative effects, of beginning insulin use for someone who has been a long-time diabetic?
Okay, so I didn't hear the part. You want to know what the long-term effects of insulin use are?
For someone, should someone start using insulin for someone who has been diabetic for a while?
Well, insulin is the hormone that the body makes naturally to control blood sugar levels. And my recommendation as far as the use of insulin goes, if your body stops making insulin, then you need to replace that hormone. On the other hand, 90% of diabetics, and it's not clear to me what type of diabetic this is, 90% though are non-insulin dependent diabetics. Those are the people that have insulin resistance. In other words, their body's still making insulin, it's just not working. And in those patients, you wouldn't use insulin. You would, the best approach is to drastically change their diet rather than use all the drugs that they recommend, because all the drugs basically try to stimulate an increased production of insulin, and that increased production of insulin that is harmful. So in that context, I'll put it another way. We have very healthy patients, and when I check their fasting insulin levels, they run around 4 or 5. It gives you a good idea, even though the limit that the labs give, I think, is even above 9. They might say that's considered okay. But the lower, the better. So you don't need a lot of insulin to control your blood sugar unless you're overwhelming your body with carbohydrates as well as sugar. Running, so you can have the negative effects of high insulin levels in someone who's not yet a diabetic. They have high circulating insulin levels. And whether the negative effects occurs from the insulin directly or from the oxidative stress and the inflammation caused by the sugar, or a combination of the two. So this is where, again, the solution to the problem is to remove the cause. instead of just piling on with, more, drugs and ignoring the cause. And I think that's what we do a lot of the times. I don't know, Janet, did that help?
I think it's, very important, all of the things that you've mentioned, and that the goals for a fasting insulin level tend to be very different at the Institute of Advanced Medicine than what people are going to see in a mainstream medical practice, or if they're relying on the reference range from a particular lab. One of the things that I would like to add, Dr. Slavin, is that exercise is something that is able to make insulin more effective. And typically in a long-term diabetic, the insulin level is sufficient. So before starting on an insulin program, what I would suggest is test your fasting insulin levels. If the insulin is there, if your pancreas is functioning and making the insulin, but the issue with your blood sugar is that there's insulin resistance and the insulin is not effective, what you can do is exercise. The other that will make the insulin more effective. And remember, it doesn't happen overnight, and it doesn't have to be Olympic level exercise effort. It can be as simple as walking. And we've talked here on Natural Doc Radio about high intensity interval training. So a pleasant walking pace for 10 steps, and then as fast as you can go for 5, and alternate that and do that for 20 to 30 minutes. And if you can do that 20 to 30 minutes twice a day, even better. And then when we talk about insulin, we think, okay, insulin is managing my blood sugar. And that is true, but insulin in excess can be damaging to very fine blood vessels. So the tiny blood vessels in your kidneys, in your eyes, in your brain can be at risk. So possibly before going on insulin, I'd suggest checking your fasting insulin levels. The other thing that they might want to check out is the effect of alpha-lipoic acid on blood sugar chemistry. That's crucially important. And my final recommendation is if you are using any of the zero-calorie sweeteners, even though they have zero calories, they still derange your blood sugar chemistry. And I highly recommend getting those out of your diet. Stevia is acceptable for someone with elevated blood sugar. Dr. Slavin?
All right. Good advice. And by the way, that insulin level should be checked as early as your teenage years. I know younger than that, you don't go usually bring the patient or the infant to the doctor for too many blood tests. But at least in the teenage years, check that insulin level, track it. You don't want it to be going up over time. And if it is, you've got to, step in and make the changes. You won't have to deal with diabetes later on. Now, here's an interesting thing, Janet. So there's a big controversy about whether or not to legalize marijuana. And the Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America, as their name implies, of course, they're against marijuana legalization. And, some emails cropped up that they were sending to the Democratic National Committee, when they were hacked, wanting to influence the politicians to, be against the legalization of marijuana. And it shouldn't come as a shock. We know that, you have the special interest groups, and they don't want it. But it was interesting how they wanted to influence the politicians. They wanted to say, look at all the deadly car crashes and just see how many are related to marijuana. And here again, you can really manipulate statistics to suit your, whatever end you're trying to achieve. Because especially with this, it's very easy. So here's some of the facts that came out on this. They said that the number of people who are involved in fatal car crashes and who tested positive for marijuana actually rose. It actually doubled. But that makes it sound pretty bad. But let's assume before that they weren't testing anybody. Now they started testing, so you're finding more people. But if you compared to alcohol consumption, you don't have as many people smoking marijuana, at least before it was legalized. And I'm not sure what the numbers are now. But if you go from one accident to two, that's a 100% increase. So you can see how the numbers can distort things. So here's what they came out with in Washington State. Safety Commission said there were, of the 592 drivers involved in fatal motor vehicle accidents in 2013, just 38 tested positive for marijuana. In the following year, drivers in 75 out of 619 deadly crashes tested positive. But most of the 75 drivers that tested positive for marijuana also tested positive for alcohol and other drugs. So you can see how they can manipulate people into thinking, oh, marijuana is really bad. People have to be responsible, whether it's alcohol, marijuana, tobacco. And if people really wanted to be consistent, you know, either you keep everything legal or you keep everything illegal. And we already know you can't keep it illegal because it won't stop people from using it. And that's what hit me today, Janet, on the news. They were talking about a new substance they were adding to heroin that's making it far more dangerous. And, you know, and they're so concerned about people, you know, dying from overdoses using heroin illegally. And, you know, you could take one approach. Well, it's illegal. You use it at your own risk. Or you could say, well, this is a serious problem. We ought to intervene. So my approach to intervention is then make medical grade or pharmaceutical grade heroin available to people so they don't have to buy it on the street and risk their lives. Instead, they just stand back and say, well, join a treatment program and get off the stuff. Well, there's a in-between stage of people who are using it, may or may, for one reason or another, can't get off it and aren't ready to go into treatment. But, you know, it just seems hypocritical to some extent. They're so worried about people overdosing and yet really don't do anything to help them. Time for another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
That you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4000. 4991 to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more.
And we're back. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And you know, Janet, we started this show a year ago, August 11th, 2015? I know we started in August. August 10th? No, I don't know what that is. Oh, those are different radio shows. I'm looking at the website, Natural Doc Radio, because I won't be doing the show after today on the radio, but we'll continue the information on the website, naturaldocradio.com, and you'll see a big red question mark. If you hit that, we'll be able to keep you up to date with what's going on with Natural Doc Radio. But we started about a year ago in August, so it's been fun, and I've been happy to pass along this
very good. And after that interruption, welcome back to Natural Talk Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and momentarily I'm sure we will be rejoined by Dr. Herb Slavin. Very interesting conversation this morning, kind of ranging after our discussion yesterday about where the United States stands in relation to other countries around the world with regard to longevity. And then talking about situations going on currently in the news, having a little bit of a discussion about Michael Phelps and his use of alternative approaches to maintain flexibility, muscle density, good health, and that incredible deep energy that he has in order to go from one competitive swim match to the next within less than an hour. Amazing athleticism, an amazing feat of human strength, and he's just an amazing athlete. And to have mainstream medicine criticizing his use of a variety of different practices, certainly very visible, the cupping that he uses. But he, according to what Dr. Slavin had to say, there are a range of experts supporting Michael Phelps with regard to maintaining his energy and muscle density and flexibility. And then we talked a little bit about the question from a caller about the advisability of using insulin possibly for long-time diagnosis of diabetes that had been managed medically or pharmaceutically, and I'm hoping also managed nutritionally, and whether it would be advisable to use insulin to get back to or to begin using insulin. And this is so important, and Dr. Slavin mentioned it, for all of us to have our fasting insulin levels checked. And what we want to achieve is insulin that's really effective, insulin that has the ability to take sugar out of the blood, drive it through the cell membrane, and deliver it to the cell so the mitochondria of the cell can use it as a fuel. And I believe we might have worked our way through the technical difficulties. And Dr. Slavin, are you there?
I'm back.
Okay. Where'd you go?
Well, there was a little power surge, and of course, then the computers have to reboot and everything, and... So that's what the that's what took so long. So that's the high technology that we live with today. So I was just saying that we want to remind everybody we have a website, naturaldocradio.com, which will continue to pass along information, because we don't get enough of the alternative view. We just get the mainstream view, and it's not always in our best interest. Here's another example, Janet, unless you want to continue talking about insulin.
No, go for it, Dr. Slavin.
Well, here was, something that came up about the genetically modified soy, if something is genetically modified, it's automatically being treated with glyphosate, the pesticide that the genetically modified seeds are immune to. So they can, spray this with abandon and not worry about killing their crop. But what they're finding in Argentina is an increased rate of miscarriages and cancer, 5 times greater than those of over half the world's population. In other words, where they use this approach, using the GMO seeds with the glyphosate in high amounts, these problems are beginning to come up. So, but I have to say too that GMO-free is still not a good choice, because that's still, it's GMO-free does not mean pesticide-free. It just makes me think about when everybody was afraid of cholesterol, then you saw labels popping up on everything that said cholesterol-free, even on products that never had cholesterol in the past. So, as we've talked about in the past, cholesterol is not the enemy. You want healthy fats. Sometimes healthy fats have cholesterol. Sometimes they don't. But cholesterol is not the enemy. It's trans fats and it's sugar, and that's what people have to remember. And interestingly, Jan, I'm just thinking about that mainstream medicine's approach. Surprised I haven't started recommending more insulin to people to lower their sugar levels so they can eat as much sugar as they want, as long as they keep the levels down. But like we said earlier, it's not just the sugar that's bad, it's the high circulating insulin levels that's bad. So it's a combination of the two. So the next thing that's going on now, especially here in South Florida, is getting everybody scared about Zika. And there isn't a radio station or TV station that isn't recommending the use of DEET to protect you from the deadly mosquito bite. And I say that facetiously. DEET is a registered pesticide. It could have extremely toxic effects on the nervous system, especially in young children. But that's being ignored. They're just saying use DEET. And they say, there was one newscaster said use Ditas perfume. Just, you know, spray it all over your body. There are better alternatives, and one of them that was shown to be even more effective than DEET. And I'm just looking for what that was, because it was, I think, a lemon-eucalyptus combination. And they compared it side-by-side with DEET and found it to be more effective than using DEET. So they have a safe choice, lemon-eucalyptus oil. So, again, you have to check out everything that the media is telling you. They have a hidden agenda, but I think it's so hidden. I think it becomes pretty obvious, you know, it's all for profit. And they saw what was that that statement? Never let a catastrophe go to waste or something like that, the statement was, because it's an opportunity to profit. And so with the Zika scare, you see, number one, the increased use of chemicals, because they have to, you know, destroy all those mosquitoes. And if the chemicals, of course, the chemicals are probably more dangerous to more people and animals than the Zika virus and those mosquitoes would ever have been. And by the way, the studies show that the chemicals they're using are 20 times more toxic when inhaled compared to when ingested through food and water. But it can drift up to half a mile away from its original site. And then nobody's talking about the effect on aquatic life and the bees. You know, this is just an excuse to spray, and, you know, then you have the vaccine industry, you know, running to make a vaccine against Zika. Congress proposed $1.1 billion in taxpayer money to combat Zika, and included in that is the vaccine development. And then you have the genetically modified mosquitoes that they're going to release that's supposed to mate with the Zika-carrying mosquito and then make them infertile and hopefully eradicate the whole problem. It seems like a lot of misplaced energy when, you know, you could have just gotten a little lemon eucalyptus oil and kept yourself safe. John, it'd be interesting to see after the Olympics if they come out with any statistics about any Zika virus illness of the people who attended. Because that's basically ground zero for this whole epidemic. So,
Dr. Slavin, one of the things that I was thinking is here they are spending a great deal of money to develop a vaccine, and theoretically they're going to be suggesting that everyone in the population become be vaccinated, when in truth, the potential population segment that truly is at risk is the young women who may be pregnant or potentially become pregnant. And so that's the area of the population that truly does need to pay very close attention to avoiding being bitten by a mosquito. But then they have very, very quickly come out with the idea that there is a person-to-person transmission capacity with the Zika virus. So that means that everybody should be vaccinated against this virus. And it's, to me, certainly lacking in true high quality science investigation. So the people who have been researching the Zika virus transmission, we really don't know, other than being bitten by a Zika carrying mosquito, exactly how the Zika might possibly be transmitted. And then just keep in mind that merely being bitten by a Zika virus-carrying mosquito, what they can expect is very, very mild viral symptoms. So it isn't that they have to, that they're going to be very sick or they're going to be victims of a lifelong debilitating issue. It's very transient and very mild. So, you know, there are so many questions because this virus has been around for so long.
Since around 1946 or 47, it's been around, never been associated with microcephaly. And some people still think that it's the exposure to all the pesticides that they were using to eradicate the mosquitoes carrying Zika that may be the real culprit here. And when you talk about vaccines, how are they going to vaccinate people against the harmful side effects of all the pesticides that they're putting out into the environment to combat the Zika mosquito? So I think it's just another example of the foolishness that the government displays over and over again, being manipulated by profits. And I should have heard music by this time.
Yes, you should. You're about
Okay. So there it is. That music means it's time for us to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, goji berry in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidant and immune support benefits in capsules. Find out more at Janazon.com.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
When you support your probiotic status with Janabiotic, you're on the way to overall good health. Your brain benefits with Janabiotic. Your immune system benefits with Janabiotic. Your digestion benefits with Janabiotic. Who doesn't need that kind of broad support for their health and well-being? Enhance your health with Janabiotic, available at Dr. Herb Slavin's office, the Institute of Advanced Medicine.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And Janet, in the remaining time, I'd just like to talk about some of the highlights of recommendations that we've talked about this year. And I think number one on the list is, you know, cut back on the sugar and carbs. That seems to be implicated in so many illnesses, and we're beginning to understand the mechanisms more and more with mitochondrial dysfunction, how that all plays a role with that. And then you mentioned earlier high-intensity interval training. You can accomplish more in a shorter period of time using high-intensity interval training compared to, you know, going for a half hour or an hour with your traditional training. And the reason for that is you're actually stressing your body with high-intensity interval training, whereas the other way, you're trying to pace yourself to be able to go for the whole half hour. And that's the difference. So the studies show you get better results with high-intensity interval training. The other area that I recommend to patients that are having difficulty changing their diet or losing weight is intermittent fasting. I think, you know, those are the top three. You know, you have to, you know, take care of your bodies, and intermittent fasting means you just cut down on the number of hours you're eating. I think if the average person probably, they get up early enough in the morning, maybe starts eating at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'm not sure how late they'll go, but they're probably eating after 7 o'clock at night, so it's more than 12 hours a day that they're eating, not giving their bodies enough time to get back to baseline. So intermittent fasting just means eat during an 8-hour period each day, giving your body about 16 hours to repair itself and get back to baseline. It makes a big difference, including lowering insulin levels and blood sugar. So very effective there. Jana, what would you say are some of the big topics that we've talked about this year?
Okay. The importance of testing, and that there are so many different detailed testing technologies available at Advanced Medical Testing Center as well as the Institute of Advanced Medicine. So detailed information about your blood chemistry and very simple instructions to follow on how to rebalance that blood chemistry and bring into normal range the different specifics that are either out of range or not optimally balanced with regard to ratio and other components in the blood test. And then the things like the body composition test, the cell well-being test. The cell well-being test is so comprehensive with where an individual is lacking as well as what are the things that are preventing the good diet that you're following and the supplements that you're using, what's preventing them from being properly utilized in your body. The Max Pulse to identify irregularities or the beginnings of damage to your circulatory system. It will tell you about your arterial flexibility. It will tell you about the parasympathetic-sympathetic nervous system interaction so that you are assured that when you are exposed to stress that you have what you need to support your function in the most efficient and beneficial way. So those are some of the things that come to mind. I think the kind of information that the people are able to receive from those testing options. And Dr. Slavin, I don't know if it's available on naturaldocradio.com, but you have a video of when you made a presentation about some of these tests. Is that correct?
I did. I think it's on my website, drslavin.com. But you know what I'm going to be doing, Janet, is talking specifically about all these different approaches to staying healthy. People don't realize that it's a lot easier than you think to stay healthy, and it's a lot more fun to be healthy than it is to be sick. And it really doesn't take as much effort as you think, although sometimes, breaking some bad habits does take effort, but it's, again, the payoff is so much greater if you can be a lot healthier. And that's what we hear from patients. They change their diets a little bit, they lose weight, and they feel so much better, and that reinforces the changes. So I think that that's the basic message, and it's a shame that people wait to get sick before they go to their doctor. Find a doctor that knows how to keep you healthy. I think that's the message, the takeaway. You know, there aren't too many of them out there. Find a doctor that knows how to keep you healthy. And again, we have a couple of websites, the Natural Doc Radio. We have the AMT Center's website talking about the lab and all the tests they do. Not just the mainstream labs like Quest and LabCorp, but there are a lot of, I might call them alternative labs because they do a lot of the important testing that mainstream labs don't want to get involved with. You know, they're basically in line with the pharmaceutical industry and really want to emphasize illness instead of looking at the different tests that help people stay healthy. So that's where Advanced Medical Testing Centers makes that available because they deal with all the different labs around the country. And just again, I'd like to thank our listeners over the last year. I'm sure we had some. And I hope you'll go to naturaldocradio.com to follow up with what we've been talking about all year long. And you're going to have a good replacement show starting Monday with Al Foreman and Janet. And
so, amazing surprise. Come Monday.
All right. And, of course, Al will have a lot of news to pass along to everybody as well. And that music means we've just run out of time. Again, thanks for listening this year. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. You've been listening to Natural Doc Radio. Bye-bye, everybody.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.